Arizona homeowners, good morning. This is Rosie Romero. We're bringing you Rosie on the House. Our Landscape Hour was brought to you from the beautiful Quad City area. Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Romy's up there for the YCCA home show being held at Tim's Toyota Center. I'm here in Broadcast Global Central Headquarters to take your phone calls on anything you'd like to talk about concerning your house, home, castle, or cabin. I've poured my second cup of that black hot Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I hope you have as well. It's what America runs on. It's what we run on. Well, I don't run on the coffee so much. I run on that vanilla cream-filled powder-coated. What do you? I don't think that's a donut. What is that?
It's calories.
Well, yeah, it is. But it's my favorite. It's my favorite calories of all. It's that white Bavarian cream filled thing with powdered sugar all over it. Rosie runs on that, and all the rest of America runs on the coffee. So we're here, and I tell you what, we're here today to not only take your call, but we're here to talk about something I am extremely passionate about, and it's saving money on your utility bill. And we're going to talk for the next 2 hours about all the things you nuts do wrong to save money on your electric bill. Y'all waste so much money trying to save money on your bill. You've got to stay tuned today because we're going to set you straight. We're going to rip out all those bad misnomers, bad information, snake oil solutions right out of your brains, right out of your wallets, and we're going to fill you back up with the right kind of information you need to do it right, live comfortable, and save money. Now, where else can you go to get that kind of information? And we're here with my good friend, Mr. Steve Kep of Advanced Home Systems. Steve, again, thanks for carving time out of your family weekend.
You're more than welcome. It's a pleasure being here, Rosie.
Okay. Now, listen, folks, this is what you're going to have to do to make the next 2 hours really pay the most dividends for you. I want you to go either to the computer or to your bills paid file, and I want you to pull your last utility bill. The reason we're having this show, this topic, this week, is because you have recently just gotten and paid your March bill. Steve, why don't you explain to the homeowners why the March bill is so important for everybody south of the Mogollon Rim?
Well, the March bill is, number one, usually one of the lowest electric bills you're going to get for two reasons. Your usage is very low. You're not using air conditioning. You're not using heating. It's really just your base load operation. Plus, we're still on the winter rates, which are substantially less than the summer rates. So
I don't think a lot of homeowners fully comprehend that the kilowatt cost goes up every single summer.
Every May 1st.
Every May 1st.
For APS and SRP.
Yeah.
And it goes up substantially. Usually when we get our high summer bills, we kind of accuse our air conditioner of causing it, when the reality is anywhere from 20 to 60% of it was just the rate increase to produce energy in the summer months. Then your air conditioning usage on top of that makes for a very large summer bill.
When does that summer rate end?
It ends November 1st.
November 1st, then we go back to a winter rate. And that's simply a supply and demand factor.
Correct.
We got to produce more in the summer, so it's going to cost you more.
Yes.
I don't think people, you always refer to electricity as a commodity.
Yes.
And if people could just grasp that concept, I think they would do a lot better.
Electricity is something that has to be sold and used as it's being generated. You cannot store it. So at 3 o'clock in the morning, you can buy a kilowatt hour for 4 cents. That 12 hours later at 3 in the afternoon, they're going to sell for 50 cents.
But that's a better kilowatt, right?
Definitely.
It's more supercharged kilowatt, right?
Right.
It's exactly the same kilowatt selling at 12 times the price.
Yes. And that's because when they have power being produced, that's the demand on it, they get a higher price. But when they're producing power and there's not a demand, they have to sell that power somewhere, and the price drops dramatically.
Okay. Now, I hope a couple of the folks have taken our advice and found their way to the bills paid file, pulled out the utility bill, and started looking at it. I can tell you when I get mine, and I'm not going to It'll probably come out in the course of the show, but I'm not going to tell you who I'm buying my power from because I don't want to be beating any power company. Okay. I think they do a fabulous job. And I think $250, $300 a month to stay comfortable in the Valley of the Sun in August is a bargain. Okay. I'm okay with that. But the bill's so confusing. It's made up of 17 different components. What's a LCFH fee? What is that?
We were just talking about this morning. I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay. So you got an account fee. They're going to charge you, what is it, $6 just to have an account?
$6.66.
I don't
In
like
your
that.
Case, I don't like either. That. I just glanced down and went, what?
I don't like that number.
At all.
No wonder I don't like my utility bill when it starts with a number like that.
You're going to have to use more next month to get rid of that.
So you have your account fee. Then you have a fee to build the infrastructure. What do they call that? To bring it to your house? Line,
you have to build the power lines, run the power lines, auxiliary. They have a power adjustment charge where if they have to pay more for natural gas to generate electricity, they get to pass that on to you immediately. They don't have to wait for a rate increase to do that.
And I want to make it really clear. I'm not beating the utility company up here. My utility is governed by the Corporation Commission.
Correct.
And they're the ones mandating this breakdown.
Correct. They want to unbundle the service so that the consumer can see exactly where that money is going, what it's providing for them. However, most people don't really understand.
I think they've caused so much confusion. It's really apathy bill paying at that point.
It is.
You open it, you cave in, you say, what can I do about it? You write the check, you put it in the mail, and then you live mad for 15, 20 minutes, and you get on with your life.
And then you wonder what the next month's going to bring.
We'll get to this a little bit later. What most people don't realize is if they would just study the different programs, and I don't know how many different programs. APS and SRP serve 95% of all the power here in Maricopa County. We got Tucson Electric down in southern Arizona. We got Unisource that delivers a little bit of power up north. I don't know. Between those four utility companies, how many different power plans do you think are available?
Oh,
30, 40, 50?
Just on the residential end, probably 30.
30 different plans.
The commercial, it goes into hundreds of different rate structures.
Okay, well, let's stay residential because I'll get confused. I'm going to get confused in residential. I'd much less go to something so complicated as commercial. And I think what a lot of people do is they listen to the radio. Thank you for doing that, y'all. I appreciate that. But they listen to the wrong commercials. And they compulsively spring for whatever sounds like they're going to get a return on investment. And they don't, the moral of today's story is don't spend a dime saving money on your electric bill until you understand it.
Correct.
And that's what we're going to talk you through today. And I'm going to tell you for a whole lot of reasons, we're going to try and convince all of you that are on the, what do you call it, the budget pay?
Oh, equalizer payment schedule.
We're going to try, and if I could be king for a day, I would outlaw the equalizer plan because it just adds to the confusion of what you can or can't do to manipulate your utility bill.
Correct. And empathy. You're not in contact with what does that number represent. Is that my monthly bill? Is that my usage? Is it a 12-month average? Will it go up and down? It's not an accurate photo of what's going on in your home and your energy usage.
Okay. Well, if you've ever had a question about your electric bill, I've got the man here for you at 1-888-767-4348. Steve, if you don't mind, I'm going to have to break topic here just for a minute because we have Barry in Tempe with a broken water main right in his front yard. So let me see if I can pull him into the conversation and see if we can keep the neighborhood from flooding. Barry, good morning. It sounds like your day kind of got us off to a wet start.
Hey, Rosie, thanks for taking my call. I actually got it dug up. The city came out and turned the meter off for me.
Okay.
It's dug up. My question is, I've got copper coming out, and it's curved copper line, and where the coupling to the it's PVC after that.
Good.
Where the coupling is that's where it's cracked.
Okay.
And I'm assuming I can just take that coupling, replace it. Do I need to get a special high-pressure kind of coupling? What kind of PVC do I need to get?
And you're going to tackle all this yourself?
Well, yeah, I got it dug up and cut out now. It's pretty well exposed.
Barry, all you need to do is find the sand plumbing supply closest to your house. There's 9 locations. You're never more than time driving to and from the store than you actually do fixing your problem. But, Barry, my advice for you to get back into water as quick as you can is take a picture of it, get to a plumbing supply house, show them what you've got, take measurements, take samples, take any pieces you can so you can match exactly the same size. That's the complicated thing about plumbing is you got ID, OD. They can be a 16th of an inch off, and you're not going to be able to know that just by visualizing it and seeing it. Take some measurements, take some picture, get to a plumbing supply house. That is something you can tackle yourself. And, of course, don't backfill until you turn the meter back on. And pressure test it. And I'd leave it exposed for a day or two just to make sure there's no leaks. Folks, when we get back, it's your calls, your questions at 1-888-767-4348 right here at Rosie on the House.
If you're seeing large cracks in your floors, walls, or ceilings, you may have a foundation problem. If you don't know who to call, rely on those with the experience that do.
Been in Southern Arizona about 30 years and been